This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Two classified computer drives that have been missing from a nuclear weapons lab may not be missing after all. Sources familiar with the investigation at Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico say the leading theory now is that the drives never existed in the first place. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
When this whole saga began about a month ago, lab officials were convinced that two zip drives were missing. Potentially, the drives contained sensitive data on nuclear weapons. The lab's director said he could not rule out espionage, though he seemed to favor the idea that someone had misplaced the drives. He held a staff meeting, cursed, and referred to some scientists as cowboys. Then he called a halt to all classified work at the lab. Many of the 12,000 employees still have not resumed their normal jobs. 19 employees were put on forced leave, and the FBI was called in. Now, sources at Los Alamos and on Capitol Hill say investigators have a simple explanation for why the drives haven't been found, which is that while the lab's database has an entry for the two zip drives, the actual drives never existed. A government source who was recently briefed on the investigation says that 11 barcodes for tracking classified devices were issued to an employee, but the employee was only using 9 zip drives. A source at the lab says no data appeared to be missing, indicating that the other two barcodes were never used. One scientist involved in nuclear weapons work at Los Alamos put it this way, quote, "That's right, they shut down the lab for an accounting error," end quote. Joe Davis, a spokesperson for the Department of Energy, which oversees Los Alamos and other nuclear weapons facilities, says it is too early to discuss the investigation.
I can't. We have an ongoing investigation coupled with the Federal Bureau of Investigation's work, and we won't have any comment on our investigation until it's complete.
Late yesterday, Pete Domenici, a Republican senator from New Mexico, issued a statement saying, quote, "It may be that the system says something is missing when it is not," end quote. But Domenici, who had spoken to the lab's director, continued, quote, "Los Alamos' system of tracking its classified inventory is clearly a mess if we cannot tell if classified material is missing. The first thing an inventory system has to be able to do is tell what materials we have and what material is missing," end quote. Congressman Edward Markey, a Democrat from Massachusetts who has also been briefed, remains unconvinced. The explanation doesn't square with the fact that an earlier inventory showed the drives were present.
Their theory now is that while it showed up in earlier inventory and they accounted for it, that now they've determined that it never existed, and the fact that they had put it in the inventory was a mistake in the first place. That, of course, is absolutely absurd.
The Department of Energy's Office of Inspector General released a report yesterday on personal computers at Los Alamos. It concluded, among other things, that some classified desktop computers had not been electronically inventoried or assigned tracking numbers. If the new theory about this incident turns out to be right, it could take some pressure off the lab. It would mean, of course, no espionage, but also that no employee had done anything worse than lose a barcode. The Department of Energy has pledged to do away with classified data storage devices that can be carried around. One source says the other zip drives were being used in this case because scientists needed to make a presentation to some British colleagues, and there was no other way to send the classified data over to the briefing building electronically. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.